It's that time again. Church Online Podcast here. Kenny Jiang from churchtechtoday.com. Today I want to go over a little secret that I've been sharing with some people about generative AI. Let's get right into it. People often ask how they can quickly leverage AI to enhance their ministry and their outreach and all their workflows that they're going through. They are seeing the buzz in the media, in the AI for Church Leaders Facebook group, all these other places of some advanced users basically doing what amounts to, it looks like, magic tricks with AI. And they're trying to figure out, how do I get the benefits of generative AI in my own work, right? There's a huge potential in all these tools like ChatGPT or Jasper or Claude. Now, it's great that they want these immediate results in a proficiency, but there's a couple of ways of doing it. Now, I typically point them to our AI Discovery Expo training platform. You could find out more at AIforChurchLeaders.com, AIforChurchLeaders.com, or I say download our ebook. It's the Unlock the Power of AI, the ultimate ChatGPT starter guide for pastors and church leaders. But to be honest, you don't even really need that much to become proficient quickly. And here's a simple shortcut that only takes 3 to 5 minutes to get going. 3 to 5 minutes. You know what it is? It's this. Sit down and do one prompt or query with your AI tool of choice. That's it. It takes 3 minutes to type it in and see what happens. And then do it again tomorrow. And then again the next day. Just one prompt a day. Every single day. Don't miss a day. Think streaks. You just gotta keep on going. You must build a streak. There's a difference in doing 20 days in a month and 20 days in a row within a month. You must build a streak. Now, after 30 days of this micro habit, you will be far ahead of 80% of the users that are using generative AI right now. I promise. And on those busy days when ministry demands are high, or you're coming back from church on Sundays and it's just, you're just really tired, I don't want you to think that you have barely time for just one more prompt. You do. So you just need to push through, open up Bard or Claude or Poe, even on your mobile phone, whatever is the tool that you have chosen, right? You pick one tool and stick with it and ask it anything. It doesn't even have to be work related. Just ask it something that's relevant to you right now. I always say you need to start with the WIFM, the what's in it for me. Just one prompt every single day. Don't miss one day. The key is sticking to the routine. There's a compound effect of small steps that accumulate into something greater, right? It's like droplets forming a mighty, mighty river. And your short daily interactions with AI will build your confidence. It's going to build your abilities faster than you think. You're going to notice your creativity and expertise growing as you learn on a daily basis to do little things that change the output. That you're going to learn how to frame prompts for maximum impact. So set an actual reminder for just one prompt a day in your calendar. Like right now, while you're listening to this, open up your calendar app and set a recurring task for 5 minutes a day and literally say, play with AI. Do one task, one query, one prompt. Just do one thing every single day and you'll have unlocked more of AI's potential for your ministry than you realized was possible. I promise you, the tools are here ready to serve if you lead with small but steady steps. That's my secret. Just 3 to 5 minutes a day. Do it for 30 days. Build that streak. And I guarantee you, you're going to be proficient and you're going to find so much more creativity on how you can actually use it responsibly. You can use it well. You can use it in the context of your ministry for good. I'm Kenny Jiang. I'll check you out next time here on the Church Online Podcast.